Hello, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where the ideas are guaranteed to be weird and provocative, whether you agree with them or not. Today's topic is, what's in a name? The other day, I got a call from someone asking for Mr. Mary's daughter. No such person, I said, and hung up. No, it wasn't a wrong number. My partner's last name is Mary's daughter, so the caller, wanting to talk to the man of the house, assumed my name was Mary's daughter, too. Maybe you think a man with the last name Mary's daughter is strange, but there are plenty of women whose last name is Johnson, or Anderson, or Peterson. In Iceland, there are also women named John's daughter, or Peter's daughter, but even there, it's women named after men. My partner changed her name to Mary's daughter because she wanted to be named after her mother, Mary. She was also frustrated by a lineage system that easily identifies male sides of families, but loses the women's side through changes in the surname. It would be easier to trace family roots if people, nearly always women, didn't give up their last names after becoming domestic partners. And they could continue the trend by giving female children the same surname as the mother, and male children the same as the father. So my sons would be named Danziger, and daughters would be Mary's daughter. This idea seems totally foreign to everyone I talk to, girls having the same last name as their mother and boys the same as their father. Kids will get hyphenated names occasionally, but more often get the father's last name, even when the woman in a female-male couple keeps her own last name. Very occasionally, a couple will take the same last name that's different from both of their previous names. A couple I know took the first half of her name and the last half of his to create an amalgamated new surname. Even more rarely, a child will get a last name that is different from both parents. Names can be an opportunity to be creative, but there's not much creativity going on. Some people are trying to be hip or egalitarian by hyphenating their combined last names. I find this to be messy and awkward. Imagine someone named Mary's daughter Danziger deciding to have a relationship with a Diefenbacher Periskevich. What would you call the couple? And what about the names of any children? Ah! On the other end of the spectrum, I know two people who didn't use a name at all. One has since returned to her given first name and a new last name. The other, who is usually called No Name by his detractors, and the blueberry raker, or some other descriptive term by his friends, continues to live without a name or any means of identification. Do you take your name for granted, or have you ever thought about changing your name? Do you know where your first and surnames come from? My last name, Danziger, is a changed spelling from Danziger, which is someone coming from Danzig, now the city of Gdansk, Poland. My first name came from my mother's grandfather. It shouldn't be too surprising where a lot of our last names come from. Many Scandinavian and English names are father-to-son hand-me-downs, like Anderson, Nelson, Olson, Johnson. Most Irish last names beginning in Mac, Fitz, or O, and Armenian names ending in I-A-N, mean son of or descendant of. Many surnames come from the work some relative did. Most Smiths had someone in their family who worked with metal. Millers ground grain. Coopers made barrels. Cohens were Jewish cantors. Hunters were hunters. And cooks were, you guessed it, cooks. Like mine, some surnames came from where previous family members lived. Frankfurters and hamburgers had family from those German cities. Leonardo da Vinci's family came from Vinci. The last names Soucy and Saint-Pierre mean a person from a certain area or town in France. Occasionally, a name described a personal quality, such as Le Grand, Little Eagle, Good Man, Bouchard, Big Mouth, or Gagnon, aggressive person. Not every last name comes from your ancestors, your family town of origin, your qualities, or job title. But most do, in nearly every country and culture throughout the world. What's the origin of your name? Are you proud of it, or satisfied, or ready for a creative change? It's easy to change your name informally, and you can do it legally, for a small fee and some paperwork. Think about it. If you want to rename this feature, email news@weru.org or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you great success today in learning the origin of your names.